there is a majority of customers whose bill increased.
Right, the majority did go up.
That was EPB Board Director Libby Short and CFO Melanie Reed talking about the rate structure the board put into place at the Glasgow Electric Plant Board just a couple of months back. Now, the EPB provides electricity that they purchased from TVA, the Tennessee Valley Authority, who's the wholesale provider. Now, the EPB is one of many utility companies that depend on TVA for their power. TVA generates a bulk of that electricity through coal stacks, and firing one of these up costs a lot of money. The more they have to fire up, the more money the electricity will ultimately cost. Now, this is one of the reasons that TVA bills utility companies in the peak rate structure. Decreasing usage during the peak times when demand is the highest could mean paying less if TVA can keep from firing up additional coal stacks. The peak structure was put into place for EPB customers when data given to the board clearly showed that certain customers were subsidizing other customers, especially during the peak hour. Implementation of the peak structure meant that customers only paid for the electricity they used during the peak hour and gave customers the ability to curb their usage and pay a lower cost. Fear and misunderstanding of this new rate led to public pushback. The EPB then added a flat rate option for customers. Now, earlier this year, EPB Board Chairman D.T. Froge came up with his own rate structure that would replace both the peak and the flat rate, leaving customers only one option. The data shown to the EPB board at yesterday's meeting shows that those who previously saved money are now actually paying more.
It has actually caused the variable rate customers who before could control their bill to no longer be able to control it and to pay more than what the flat rate customers. So the flat rate customers are seeing a decrease, variable rates are seeing an increase.
I think you can control what you use now, and you directly are charged for what you use. I don't think that saying that the control of it makes it cheaper. Yeah. If somebody pays more, somebody pays less.
And I'm not here to argue with you, DT. All I'm doing is showing you the data. I mean, this is what
I understand.
Have.
I understand, and I understand the data too.
Yeah, and the reason
I figured these numbers out myself a couple of times.
Okay, well, the reason that we used 2020 was because customers last year were conserving like they wanted to. You know, this year, there's no incentive other than I just want to cut back on what I'm using. Last year, they were able to cut back even more to save money. So that's why we used last year's usage patterns to present these graphs here.
The entire reasoning for the peak rate structure was to give customers the ability to have more control over their electric bills. The more usage was curbed, the more they saved. Now, the current rate spreads those costs out more and leaves little incentive to curb usage, which could result in higher bills for everyone. EPB still has to pay TVA in the peak rate structure, and some months that total could be in the tens of thousands of dollars. Now, before this last rate structure was put in place, projections did show that certain bills would go down. When data was shown at yesterday's board meeting, those projections were proved right. Here's Board Director Glenn Pritchard.
When we projected this, you said if you would stay in the 900 kilowatts or less, it would be a significant savings.
Mm-hmm.
So are some people seeing that savings?
Some people are. Yeah, I mean, and that's what this shows here. There are some that have gone down.
And that's probably the 900 kilowatt range or less.
Yes.
Okay, so there are a few people that have told me that they've saved a little money on it.
Yes, and that is true. I mean, if you look on here, there are some that have saved money.
Yeah.
The EPB has been getting calls, according to Reed, from people who have seen their bills go up. On average, EPB customers are seeing about a 4% increase in monthly bills. The issue to Board Director Libby Short was that they're paying more money for less electricity.
So in other words, by taking away the choice that people had of whether they wanted to be able to control their bill with the variable rate or whether they wanted to just use whatever they wanted to use when they want to use it and pay a flat rate, Basically, it boils down to we have some customers subsidizing other customers simply because we took a choice away.
Chairman D.T. Froge said he didn't feel anyone was suffering very much. Reed says the complaints are rolling in.
But essentially, if somebody is able to take advantage of the system, they pay less, then somebody who's not pays more. So, it, you know, a flat rate seems a lot more sensible to me, and I don't think anybody's suffering very much.
I do want to say, you know, before we did get complaints, you got complaints, the board did, I'm sure, from customers who didn't necessarily like the peak rate because they didn't want to have to watch what they were using. So they had the alternative of the flat rate. What we're seeing now is we're getting a lot of complaints from customers that were on that variable rate that now see that has changed their bill quite a bit.
As discussion continued, Chairman D.T. Froge said he felt like they'd worn out the subject.
Okay. I think we've worn this out. We're not going to get anywhere. There's no motions going to be made. This is just discussion.
Board Attorney Ron Hampton said he would look into any legal implications that could arise from the implementation of the new rate. In other business, the board voted to give Reed some additional compensation for the previous 6 months she served as CFO and interim superintendent. Chairman Froge made the motion to pay Reed the difference in her salary and that of the previous superintendent for the past 6 months. Glenn Pritchard, board director, said he thinks she's done a great job.
Done a great job with the general management of the plant. She's definitely a financial person.
Board director Marlon Witcher also supported the additional compensation.
She was filling in for Bill Ray for 6 months, so felt like she needed to be compensated for.
Reed can take the money over time or in one lump sum. With WCLU Local News, I'm Angela Briggs.